Take a look on page 31. Then as you drive along, watch closely for more of these distinctive brick houses. They reflect a lot of our regional Dutch heritage. The brick houses are Venneklassen brick. Here's why they're so special.
They brought some of their architecture with them, and you can see it in some of the towns today. You can also see it along the road in what we sometimes call two-color brick houses. Houses that are built with one color brick, and they use another color of brick as a trim on the corners or under the eaves or around the windows. A family named Venneklassen, there were four brothers, started a number of brick factories. There was one in Zeeland, just to the north of us. There was one in Hamilton, and there were two others south of us. And each place had its own distinctive clay, which would make a different colored brick. In this area, there were yellow brick and red brick, mainly. And you chose whether you wanted a yellow brick house with red trimming, and there are a few of these on the road, or a red brick house with yellow trimming, and there are even more of those. The artistry takes after some of the things that you would see in the Netherlands, the trim motifs and the fancy over door and around windows. In some of the farmhouses, you will even see, and I believe on this road, some round windows with brick trim, a very fancy kind of farmhouse. And you see them, curiously enough, in some of the most remote areas.
It's a story of keeping up with the Joneses. The Venneklassen bricks were ordinarily red, but because of the soil, but he did have a way of making some that were light-colored. Well, now, they were always built for the Dutch settlers or some few German settlers that got intermingled there. These people, coming over from the Netherlands, of course, didn't think much of wooden houses. After they had cleared their land and become successful, they began wanting what they considered a real house, like they had or would have had back in their old homes. So they wanted brick houses. Now, one farmer started out. We'll just say Mr. Skootmaat. I don't think that was really his name. But Mr. Skootmaat had prospered, and he built a lovely brick house out of Venneklassen bricks. Well, now, when the other farmers saw that, aha, if Skootmaat can build a house like that, we can build one too. So they were being built by these settlers all over that area. That's one reason you see them, and most of them are pretty similar in style and architecture, but they're all built basically to keep up with each other.
You can continue driving on to your next site. I'll just run alongside your car until you arrive, then have more stories and surprises for you. But in the meantime, when you turn south on 30th Street, play track 8 and listen to John Lurg give you a geological history of the area.